North Lakes Endocrinology, this is Gaynor. Rebecca? Yeah. So I had a look for you and he only has, let me just check. So you're booked in on the 16th, aren't you? Okay. So the Monday the 15th, he's not here. And then there's only this coming Monday, but he's completely overbooked. There wouldn't be anywhere that he can see you on that date, unfortunately. The alternative would be to book you into next year. I've got... Yeah, that's right. So we close for 2 weeks over the Christmas and New Year period, and he's off on the 15th as well. And the Friday, the 12th. Oh, no, just have a look. I'll just check for you. No, he doesn't have anything first thing. I've got, I could give you 2:55. That would be the earliest. Yeah. So I can put you on the cancellation list if someone cancels in the morning. Yep. Yep. Okay. Yeah, I can. The best I could do is, I mean, we can call you in advance. It doesn't have to be on the day if someone cancels. Sometimes if someone cancels, we can give you a couple of days' notice. Okay, yep. Yep. I'll pass the message along to him and let him know what's going on and see what he says. See if there's anything. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. 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 Is there someone that you can contact, like the ombudsman or something, that can advocate for you? Okay. Well, leave it with... Yeah, it's very difficult. I can pass the message along to the doctor and see what he can do. But I've put you on the wait list and with, you know, a day or two or more notice, if we do have a cancellation in the morning, and we can try and get you in a bit earlier. Alternatively, the 8th of January is the next appointment that we have that's early in the morning, which is an 8:30 appointment. Yeah. So we'll do our best, and I'll let the doctor know what's going on as well. That's okay, not a problem. That's okay. Bye-bye.